Welcome to PDX Bluescast. Show number 24 is coming up. Hey everybody, welcome to PDX Bluescast. My name is Pat McDougall. I'm your host for this musical podcast, in which we celebrate and showcase the great blues music originating from right here in Portland, Oregon. How you doing this week? It's great to have you back. Welcome new listeners. Welcome returning listeners. Welcome to everybody. It's a Portland day here in Portland. We've had rain, we've had sun, we've had everything in between, and that's the way we're used to it. This week, do you remember a few shows back, I made a very fateful remark. I said something about how, you know, every week I think about how the show's going to go, what I'm going to do. I get a little worried about material, and then all of a sudden something arrives from a kind-hearted musician, and I have material for the show. Well, by saying that, I thought about it in the back of my mind that maybe I was jinxing it, and sure enough, I was right. It's been a dry period here for material submissions, and I'm working on this issue. I had some stuff that I thought was going to come in this week. It has not, and that's nobody's fault. It's just a matter of coordination and stuff. It's my fault if it's anybody's. And so we're working on that. So this show today is going to be a short one. I apologize in advance. It's still going to be full of amazing, great music, but it just won't be quite as long as others, and I will be making a full court press. Some of you realize how absurd it is for me to use sports analogies, but that's what I'm going to be doing, a full court press to pull together some great new fresh material for next week's show. That's already shaping up, so don't worry, it'll be coming. But what I'd like to do this week, because my timing, again, is off, because tonight, this is Friday as I'm recording this, tonight there's a special event going on at the Guy Walters Cultural Center in Hillsboro. It's a concert that's being put on it's a Yellow Dog Records sort of label-wide showcase, and so it's going to include Terry Robb, Mark Lemhouse from Salem, and Mary Flower, also from right here in Portland, like Terry. And the three of those folks are going to play. They did this not too long ago over at Beale Street Northwest. They're doing it in this new venue tonight. I had hoped to get this show together in time to actually, you know, coax several of you to head down there. That hasn't worked out for various reasons, and so I kind of apologize for that. But maybe for the folks who are out of town listeners, and I know you're out there, this serves as a way for you to almost be there at this event that's happening tonight. How about that? Well, let's look at it that way. Those of you who aren't able to make it for other reasons, but you're in town, here's your taste of what you're missing by not being there. And I hope you will follow the links in the show notes and pick up some of this wonderful music by these three amazing artists. And so I'd like to kick off with a couple of selections from Mary Flower, an exceptional guitarist, and actually quite a gifted singer as well, and a songwriter, etc. So she's the whole package, and a very, very personable individual as well. Real nice to talk to. And we're going to go to not her most recent record, which is on Yellow Dog Records, but one before that. This is called Ragtime Gal. I've played selections from her other record on the show, but I just wanted to go back a little ways. This goes back only to 2003, but we'll hear a couple selections from this CD, and we'll lead off with Mississippi John Hurt's Monday Morning Blues.
I woke up this morning, I woke up this morning, I woke up this morning with the Monday morning blues. I couldn't hardly find, no, I couldn't hardly find, I couldn't hardly find my Monday morning shoes. Monday morning blues, mm-hmm. Monday morning blues, Yes, I've been laying in jail. I've been laying in jail 6 long weeks today. My crime. You get a pick and a shovel. Yeah, you get a pick and a shovel. You get a pick and a shovel, let's go down in the mine. Lord, that's the only time. That is the only time. The only time that I ever felt like crying. Well, my heart struck sorrow. Yeah, my heart struck sorrow. My heart struck sorrow, the tears come rolling down. I woke up this morning. said goodbye. And in the evening, when the lights are low, I'm so lonesome I could cry. Because there's nobody who cares about me. I'm just a soul who's bluer than blue can be. When I get that mood indigo, I could lay me down and die.
Well, did you ever think you would hear a Duke Ellington tune on PDX Bluescast? Well, of course, anything's possible here, right? Well, you just heard Mood Indigo by Mary Flower, her interpretation of that song, and boy, that's a gorgeous one. And yeah, it's a stretch, I suppose, for a straight-ahead blues format, but she just totally takes it into her own world there and does a great job with it. And you've got Mary on vocal and guitar, of course, and then got some string bass happening by Gene Libby, maybe, or Libby. Molly O'Brien with a harmony vocal, and a gentleman named Dexter Payne on the clarinet. Now, Dexter Payne is a multi-talented individual because on the previous song, Monday Morning Blues, he's playing that tasty, amazing blues harp that you hear there. And so, yes, I hope you enjoyed both of those. And those are from Mary Flower's 2003 CD entitled Ragtime Gal. Good stuff there. And I don't know if you could tell in my previous comments before the Mary Flower music, I wasn't able to come up with the title of her more recent CD on Yellow Dog Records. So let's rectify that. The CD is called Bywater Dance, and it's a gem. It's an absolute must if you enjoyed what you heard just then. And tonight, Mary will be playing undoubtedly some material from both CDs. So check those out. Follow the links and pick up your own copy. Let me see. I'm going to go to, yes, another Yellow Dog artist. And this is Terry Robb, the amazing Terry Robb. And you've heard him before on the show. And here again, I'm going to play something that's not on his Yellow Dog release, because I've played a couple things from that record. This goes back to 2000, and it's a CD called Heart Made of Steel with Terry Robb, and it's billed as his All-Star Blues Orchestra. There's some great stuff here, both that there's intimate acoustic stuff, and then there's some other material that's more of a band feel with horns and the whole thing, and that the latter of those is what we're going to hear now. This is a cool song. I'm excited to play it, not just because it's wonderful Terry Robb music, but because of a couple of the other musicians on there. First of all, on piano, you're going to hear a gentleman named Peter Bowe. I've talked about him before, but I feel very privileged to know Peter personally, and he's a great guy and an astounding musician, an amazing blues piano player, but incredibly talented in the jazz field as well. Can play, you know, your Bill Evans, your bebop stuff just flawlessly, and then to sit down and hear him play some of the very elaborate, complicated Bach material, cantatas and things. Oh, it's jaw dropping. So he's on this one. And also playing drums is a gentleman named Jeff Miniweather, who has played with, you know, virtually all of the greats here in town, Curtis Salgado, Terry, of course, and many, many others. Jeff's girlfriend, Marilyn, is someone who lives in the Bay Area. Well, I have that right, don't I, Marilyn? Jeff's down there, too. And Marilyn listens to our show. And we got to meet at the Trails End Saloon not too long ago when Curtis was doing a show there. And so I know Marilyn would be excited to hear a little of Jeff's work on this podcast. And so we're going to play, babbling a lot, aren't I? But this is all important. I want you to know about this. So we're going to play a song called Got Me Shaken Now. And so, as I mentioned, it's got Peter Bowe on the piano, John Mazzocco, great bass player, Paul DeLay, others, Steve Cannon from Lloyd Jones' band, and a full horn section. And so Let's listen, shall we? This is Terry Robb with Got Me Shaken Now.
Well, the sun's come up this morning, and I've been sitting here thinking about you. Well, the sun's come up this morning, and I've been sitting here thinking about you. I wonder when you leave in the evening, where you going, what you do. You could never be a mistreater, now you leave and never call. You could never be a mistreater, but now you leave and never call. Well, I was sure I knew what love is, now I'm not so sure at all. Am I to blame? Oh, baby, oh, baby, what did I do? Am I to blame? We would feel good in the evening and wake up feeling the same. I'd give you all my money and you would make a happy home. I'd give you all my money and you would make a happy home. What has happened, tell me, darling? Why do you leave me here alone? You shake for me, baby, and I would be your rock and roll. You would shake for me, baby, and I would be your rock and roll. Now you got me shaking, baby, wonder when you're coming home. We'll be right back.
That is Mark Lemhaus from his 2002 CD on Yellow Dog Records, Big Lonesome Radio. The song is What's the Matter with Papa's Little Angel Child, an old Mississippi Fred McDowell tune. And Mark just gives that a gritty, stripped-down feel. That's something that that you hear on both of Mark's CDs on Yellow Dog Records, that first one, Big Lonesome Radio, and then the second one more recently, I believe 2005, The Great American Yard Sale, and just strong, strong material on both of those CDs, some blues chestnuts and some originals by Mark, and all of them with really interesting instrumentation choices. Mark is multi-talented, plays drums as well as stringed instruments, and then he's got some very cool guest musicians on those CDs. So that's a taste of Mark Lemhaus. Before that, you heard Terry Robb with Got Me Shaken Now. Hope you enjoyed the great piano work from Peter Bowe and the drums by Jeff Miniweather. And then the rest of the musicians, of course, were standouts. So that then for you is a taste of what is going to be heard tonight at the Guy Walters Cultural Center in Hillsboro. From what I hear, a really cool venue, a great place to hear music. I have not made it there myself, and I am disappointed. I won't be there tonight. I have some personal stuff going on that's going to keep me away from there. I had really, really wanted to go because I missed the other one, too. Some of you may remember I was lamenting that. So I'm doing making my little token effort here, at least, to get this music heard by an audience, hopefully a wider audience. Some of you who aren't in town can't make it. Speaking of people who aren't in town, if you haven't yet, go over and check our Frapper map and see who's listening to PDX Bluescast. If you go to our website, www.pdxbluescast.com, you'll see a link that says, Where Are We? If you click that, you'll go to our Frapper map. And people are listening to the show from all over the world. It's a very exciting, very humbling thing in some ways. And we had a new listener join this week. He goes by the moniker Alabama Trombone, but he's in London, England. And so there's a little bit of a disconnect there. I'm sure it's meaningful to him, but I am glad to have Alabama Trombone aboard. Thanks for putting yourself on the map. And those of you who haven't done it yet, this is your challenge. Get up there, get yourselves on the map. Let me see where you're coming from when you listen to the show. It's time, isn't it now? Yes, for me to plead with you, exhort you, encourage you, urge you to get out and hear some live music this weekend. There's great music to be heard. Like I said, there's the Yellow Dog Records show tonight. Probably before or after that, you'll be able to find some other live music to hear nearby. And Saturday night, there's great stuff out there as well. If you're not in the Portland area, check your listings. Go out hear some live blues wherever you are. It's the best way to hear this music. It's so energetic. It's so energizing, and it's always a wonderful experience. One other mention I'll make of a live music opportunity. A few times on the show now, I've featured a gentleman named KG Jackson, I think he's a great guitarist and vocalist, songwriter as well. Folks have responded quite well to that music. I want to let you know this coming Wednesday, it's the first Wednesday of the month, so it's the monthly Cascade Blues Association meeting, and KG Jackson is going to be playing there with his new full band called Double Deuces. And I'm just going to tell you in advance, I think that's going to be worth hearing. As if that wasn't enough, Eric Riley, the acoustic guitarist who has played and recorded with Terry Robb, is going to be the opening acoustic act, and so something else very, very well worth catching. So if you're around and you're available Wednesday night, the music starts at 7 o'clock. It's over at the Melody Ballroom. Don't have the exact address for you, but look it up. The meeting is free. It's open to all ages, members and non-members alike. It's a great experience. And hey, I will be helping out to run sound that night, a one-time thing. But if you are a PDX Bluescast listener, and you want to come say hello, I would really appreciate it. I'd love to meet you. So look for me. I'll be the guy looking frenzied and harried behind the soundboard. Actually, I'll be the guy helping the main guy run the sound. So come out and see me and say hi. I'd love to chat with you. I think that's it, though. I'm sorry it's been a shorter show. Like I say, I'm working on next week's show already. We'll have some strong material in, and we'll be back to more or less a normal length. And I look forward to having you come back then and check it out. Thanks, everybody, for listening. I really appreciate the fact that you come back every week. I hope you're continuing to enjoy the show. If you want to get in touch with me about stuff you like or don't like, send an email to letters@pdxbluescast.com, or you can post a comment right on our blog at www.pdxbluescast.com. You can also call the old hotline. That's 206-203-3PDX. 206-203-3739. Leave me a voicemail, unless you ask me not to, I'll play it on the air. Oh, I think that's plenty right there. Please follow the links in our show notes to where you can check out these artists and buy your own copies of their CDs. You will not be disappointed by making that decision. With that, I'm going to say that's enough for right now. I've been, and I continue to be, Pat McDougall, your host, and until I see you next week, keep the blues alive.